It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And look who has arrived wearing lovely red hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Meredith Summers, Washington Times Metro Reporter. Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day
to,
all
of you.
What a big kiss that was. I must tell everyone, she brought me a cupcake.
I did. It's a devil's food with pink icing.
Pink icing and...
kind of screw around.
Little, what do they call those things? Jimmies or something?
It's funfetti, little, man. Come
funfetti?
On now.
I'm sorry. Ann, was I supposed to know that? Did you know that? What was... I didn't know. Funfetti?
Any woman worth her XX chromosomes knows.
Wow. How about that? Direct shot. Direct shot. All right. So I see your story in today's paper, Cupid's Advice for Lovelorn, Hard to Come By on Valentine's Day. And as I start reading this, someone actually tried to obtain a patent on a manual called Interpersonal Pursuit Method.
Andy, let me just tell you about this. So as a woman, I was both entertained and also a little bit scared about this. Yes,
okay.
This man, he actually is an official pickup artist.
He's a pickup artist?
Yes, he's a pickup.
Ann, why didn't I know that was a profession?
It's a fine line between a profession and something you can charge somebody for in court.
Yeah, really.
And to be honest with you, he was on a VH1 reality show helping guys learn how to pick up women.
Right.
He has books and DVDs, so he isn't just like some random dude on the street.
Okay.
He's got a little bit of, but you read it and you're like, wow, this is a little, it's kind of like a game plan, kind of like a creep. Like, for example, he, you know, talks about how, you know, you want to keep the girl around once you meet her at a bar, right? You want to get her and grab her interest, like, oh, that's a lovely dress, or tell me about something interesting about you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to keep them around. So one of the lines is give her something to hold, or, you know, give her something that she has to watch out so that she can't leave, or you entice her to get to the next point of the date called jumping or bouncing, like to go to a quieter bar or perhaps your hotel room.
Yeah, right.
You know, you say, hey, I have something really cool to show you. Come with me.
Hey, little girl.
Yeah, I've heard
that's
that line on,
right
on
now.
Ann
just got up and left the room.
If it wasn't so scary that boys probably follow this, I'm sure not you because you're a gentleman.
No, exactly,
but like
right.
There are men out there who I think are not confident enough to realize.
Here,
just,
hold my watch so you can stay here for a while.
Stay here for a while. Let me show you something really interesting in my hotel room. He was some of the different places that he suggests are, you know, you want a place, because I'm not kidding you, he has a flow chart on the front page.
What?
And it is attract. And then build confidence or comfort, seduce. Those are the three steps. So the end game, and he has a time on it, is maximum like 10 hours. It's like between 7 and 10 hours are the optimal amount of time. And he even warns. He's like, don't try to skip from one all the way to seduction. It's not going to work.
Wow.
This guy has thought of everything and also has thought of nothing.
And, right. And so when you read it, mm-hmm. you thought you had to reflect back into your past.
Uh-huh.
Has any guy ever kind of tried this with me?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, you know, he mentions one thing about kind of playing a little bit hard to get because the girl will be like, my God, does he not like me? And I've totally done that. Wait a minute. This boy was totally into me. Did I say something weird? Okay, let me see if I can impress him. But then when he starts going, hey, I have to show you something in my hotel jacuzzi, I'm going to be like, no. No, that's stranger danger, and I will not fall for that.
Okay. So did he ever get the patent for this manual, do you know, or no?
I don't believe so. The patent office is very complicated, but nope. And unfortunately, there's still women out there being mm-hmm. saved, mm-hmm. I think, from this patent failure.
All right. Now, you go on to say in your story that there are others who claim there's no need to worry about not being paired up for Valentine's Day, right?
Yes. It's my job as a journalist to be very unbiased. But as a single girl, I have to tell you, I was really a little bit happy that we don't have to be depressed on this. You can still go out on Valentine's Day and have a good time.
You going to do that?
Yes. Well, I am, but I'm embarrassed to tell you what I'm doing.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Look, there's nobody listening.
Nobody's listening.
Shh. Yeah. Everybody, just do it. Say it.
Earmuff it, Ann.
Yeah. Just say it, you know, very quietly. Nobody will hear it.
I'm going to go see that Nicholas Sparks movie tonight with my roommate and my friend. You know that horrible safe haven movie with the, like, soaring orchestra and the two?
Yeah?
Yeah. It's by the same guy who wrote The Notebook. It's not going to be The Notebook. It's going to be really bad.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be awful. But it's three girls. We're just going to do it.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty
that's
desperate.
That's your idea for Valentine's Day?
Listen, we're single girls.
Okay,
well,
that's
actually,
all right.
One of them is married, and she's just ditching her boyfriend to come to the movie.
That's it. You know.
Hey, yes.
We've been married for, what, at least a year or so?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's over after that.
After that, it's all downhill.
Some bars are having, like, big special single nights, right?
I love this one bar in Arlington. They're calling it Singles Awareness Night, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
And so you can go there and just have some drinks. They're like, listen, we're kind of a dive bar. You don't come here with, like, your first date. Maybe after dinner and you're getting a little bit, maybe once you get to the seduction part of the evening on the list of things. But besides that, and another bar is doing a Love Sucks. You bring in like a photo of your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend and the best photo gets like $50. So people, they're not, as long as you're not really actually bitter about it, I think you can embrace it. You know, it's like, whatever, you're single. So what? One of the psychologists I talked to who was a relationship expert said, listen, you think, you know, you're almost like a leper if you're single on Valentine's Day, but that's not necessarily true.
No.
I mean, you can go out and do what you want. You don't have to worry about answering to somebody else. Or
hey, I know people that celebrate being single.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yep, it's true.
You know, I'm looking at one across the hall. Oh, wait a minute.
Anne has a date at the coffee shop with the boy who's trying to introduce her.
Actually, you do have a date tonight, don't you? Oh.
Anne has a date.
Date tonight. Yeah. Look at that.
Anne.
Big smile on her face.
That's why she needs a cupcake.
Right.
Anne.
Okay.
Anne.
And this explains where that manual went, because I was looking for it. Obviously, Anne has it.
Yeah. All right. Got to know which steps to avoid. It is really funny, guys.
Yeah.
You can look for it online, and it is just a riot. So,
did you get a Valentine? Like a little card from someone?
I did it. Well, I made my own cupcakes.
Well, that's nice. I can't wait to try it. Yeah, because I hear you're an excellent baker.
Me and Betty Crocker are an excellent
tight
team. We're real tight. Me and the Pillsbury Doughboy occasionally. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your Valentine, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
It's either that or like the bottom of a bottle of Cab Sauv. So I feel like in the grand scheme of things, it's
all right,
probably better.
Well, listen, have a wonderful time tonight at that wild happening you're attending.
Lord.
All right.
It'll be me and a bunch of high school kids on a date. It's going to be... pretty. I don't know which is worse, to go to a movie about like romance on Valentine's Day or sit at home on my couch crying into my bottle of wine.
I'd go for the crying into the wine, but that's just me.
Let's be honest. It'll probably have to happen after
the movie. Why not do both?
I'm just so sad.
All right. Well, have a wonderful time. All right?
Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Enjoy the cupcake.
Thank you very much. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. Cupid's Advice for Lovelorn, Hard to Come By on Valentine's Day. It's by Meredith Summers of the Washington Times. 5:25, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.